So welcome to Primetime. This is the half-hour segment where I answer questions about Neos. Please post them in the Office Hours text chat channel. That's a few channels above this one, and you'll be able to take a look and ask some questions. Right now, we don't have any questions. Remember, I don't answer cheese questions at Office Hours. I'm being stared at by the dog I was mentioning earlier. What's up, dog? What's up, murder gremlin? What you doing? Sure, SM7B owners out there just love how much of a dust magnet this microphone is. You look at it and it's just like, how has this managed to get like so much hair and dust over it? Yeah, I expected questions. We don't actually have any. Hello, happy happy Tuesday. Those drop in, welcome to Primetime. If you have any questions about Neos, drop them in the Office Hours text chat. That's a few channels above this one. Chuck them in. I'll get them answered in the order that they appear. Make sure in the current thread, not like 2 weeks ago thread or whatever. Actually, I should lock the previous one. Let me do that. There's lots of comments wishing me well and stuff like that. Thank you very much for those. Still no actual questions though, so I'm just going to stretch and think about cheese. An actual question. Oh my god, yay. Okay, so SHFR asks, how does instancing work in Neos? Can I import a Blender model with hundreds of the same object and get a Neos thing where all the objects are the same mesh and material? Depends how you do it. So instancing only works if we can do certain things to the mesh once it's inside Neos. Sometimes that happens on import, sometimes it doesn't. But if you're making sort of like a grid of objects, it probably won't. You need to ensure that you are looking and examining the actual objects and the mesh renderers, and double check that the ID, that's the numbers that are on the mesh renderer there, are the same for each instance of it. So actually, I have a video that does this for materials, but it doesn't do it for... Are you okay, dog? Okay. Just, never know, the dog's gonna like pass out, die, puke, or like, you know, make a mess everywhere. Who knows? Anyway, let me find this video that I'm referring to. It does it for materials, but not meshes. But the same thing applies about how to make sure that those deduplicated. Asset deduplication. Here it is. Yes, you need to do this. There's a weird YouTube link. Like, I've never seen so many dashes. Like, always pronounce that. That's how short it is. Exeter the Wicker says, will there be any post on the current issues of YouTube DLP? I'm not aware of any issues of YouTube DLP. If there are issues of YouTube DLP, I would recommend that you make a post on our GitHub, and we will take a look at it. Probably just needs another update. The dog is now smelling the wall. Aggressively smelling the wall. Probably needs the bathroom, which is awkward, because I can't attach your leash right now, because you're biting me. I'll figure it out. Tiki says, is there an official-ish inspector with a vertical scroll bar that's recommended for new players? I find it too easy to mess up them up, to mess up sliders when scrolling in VR. There are no, official, inspectors other than the standard stock one, so I don't have any to recommend. I'm sure the community does, though.
Yeah, I'll take you for a walk after this, dog. Seems to be what you want.
And it's hot again, so I'll turn the AC back on. Hopefully the AC won't blast your guys' ears. But turn on AC. Ozzy has a question. Is there a keyboard shortcut to dismiss your currently focused object in desktop mode? I got stuck focused at one point, and I thought that someone told me that there was a key for it, but I don't remember what that is. Oh, hooray. Let's head on over to the lovely wiki. Alt-F. Wiki says Alt-F.
Yep.
Obviously we'll open a bug. It seems like Alt-F isn't working out for him. That's fine. Okay, Zari has a question, which I've read like twice, but don't quite comprehend. Maybe reading it out loud will help. So Zari says, since stuff has been decoupling more between Carol's side of the operation and the team here, is there continued support from the people that know how things work in the background should there be problems with the backend, or will that be an issue for Carol to resolve? It remains to be seen. Keep an eye on announcements for any service issues that we might have. Just a quick reminder, if you have any questions about Neos, drop them in the Office Hours text chat. I'll get them in the order that they appear.
We are low on questions today, so I'm sitting here in silence, which will continue to happen. Where's my footstool? There's my footstool. Ah, we have a question from Sligerdreich. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but we'll continue. Is there a best practice, or just call them Sleggy? Okay, that sounds worse. It sounds like something you'd find in like a gutter or something. I've got to clean the Sleggy out of my gutters today. Where's my ladder? Anyway, is there a best practice or method for pulling off a good water environment like a lake, or is it better to find an existing one and just steal it? Water used regularly has such a water feature, but the shading and rendering makes stuff a few feet above the actual water layer appear to be out of water. Probably from reading or overlaying priority on an export, just guessing. So the thing with water that I notice a lot of people do is they forget to handle like what happens when you come underneath the water. Like the water surface is usually okay. You want to do a sort of mild displacement over a semi-transparent material, maybe a touch of blue. But they forget to do like underwater. Like it's good to like have, I don't know how most people do it, like a fog box or like a head-mounted effect layer for what it looks like when you're underneath the water. When you are making a water thing, try not to do the swim system that everyone does, which is where when you go near water, it changes your locomotion to swim, because I always find that to be incredibly jarring. Yes, I put one pixel of my avatar into the water. I am now in the swim locomotion. So make sure you do that correctly as well. I guess I should add, like, doing a tutorial on water to my list. We should also see if we can get some, like, water in Neos Essential so you can just spawn it out. That'd be good. You know, just, like, here's a cube of water. Position it in your world, done. Sorry, sir. So are you aware of projects that tackle encryption and decryption in a more educational sense? You'd probably start, like, a good start there might be some, like, more lower-level language tutorials, guides, languages, etc. You also might want to look into the like ethical hacking, like CTF world. CTF stands for Capture the Flag. There's lots of stuff there where you'll probably end up doing sort of encryption breaking. The thing that I've learnt with encryption is no matter what you do, you'll do it wrong. Right? You always need to consult an expert. Or if you don't have an expert, you at least need to consult another team member, because you'll do something wrong. Most encryption these days is also, like, really complicated. I know that there's a new algorithm that came out recently. It's still not, like, groundbreakingly different, but it's, like, better than all the others. But, like, sometimes different sources will say one is better than the other when it comes to that. I recently updated my SSH keys to that algorithm. It's usually some funny letters and a funny number. It's not even like, I remember the days of computing where you just got the bigger number, you know. Like, when you're looking for a new graphics card, you just got the bigger number. Same with processors, just get the bigger number, you'll be fine. But it's too complicated now, you know. It's like, do you want the Ryzen Bulbasaur or the Nvidia Charizard? And you're just like, I don't know, we've got to like examine all the statistics and lay them out in a table and try and figure out what's going on. It's like, this processor technically has a faster speed, but has less cores, or, like, doesn't allow hyper-threading due to that, like, bleed thing. I forgot what it's called that existed a while back. Or this processor is faster, but only if you're doing maths. If you're doing computers or, you know, anything else, it's bad. You're just like, oh, God. Complicated. We've got about 6 minutes left, so keep those questions rolling in. I'll get them in the order that they appear. So here's an example. Stella here says, would you happen to know why X3D 3DV cache CPUs, CPUs that have a large CPU cache than others, tend to perform way better in Neos? Nope. Do not know. Yoho says, have you tried new flavors of cheese? I do not answer cheese questions in office hours. Thank you for the hugs, Kier. Someone else says, $5 says it's the Fruits Engine Unity Bridge. There's a bunch of, like, issues that all stack on top of each other that cause our performance issues. I am not knowledgeable enough in the way that CPUs work to identify why one CPU might have a bottleneck more than others when it comes to the engine. Although SLS is talking about how most Unity games have an issue with that particular type of CPU, so are better with that type of CPU, so it's Probably Unity. If in doubt, it's probably Unity, but you know.
Is that it for questions? Any additional questions? We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment, so if you've got any questions, let me know. Immediately following this, I've got to try and attach a lead to this dog and give it a walk so it can stretch its legs and use the bathroom. Hopefully it won't murder me when I try and do that. Tiki asks, what's the best way to prevent Logic's interface proxy components from being added to objects? Firstly, whilst there is a small load that is added by those components being there, their existence does not cause enough performance impact to care about, right? Yeah, it's there. Yes, it's going to cause load on loading, but you can, you know, kind of ignore the fact that they're there. It's a bug. If you want to prevent them from being added, you just need to prevent the amount of interfaces that you use. Dynamic variables is a good way to do that. I know there's some mods that are able to do that as well. Additionally, you can, unfortunately, do logics in a world just by yourself, and you'll notice that less of those get added. Angry Pilot asks, why sometimes slots are pink on cards? You'll have to elaborate what you mean by card, and also slots. I think I know what you mean, but it's always best to clarify rather than guessing. Okay, so, Angry, you are spawning a logics interface. Pink, I'm not sure what you mean. It's card is pink instead of I don't know what you mean. There's like five different things that could be. I see people struggling to try and help you in the chat as well. I'm not. It could be a reference issue. It could be like a drive issue. It could be a whole host of things. If you have any additional information, feel free to ask again. Unfortunately, we are at the end of this half hour block, as I've got to go figure out this dog situation. So I'm going to go ahead and leave off here. I'm still working on a place to put these recordings. I'm aware that that's going to take a while and stuff like that. Just know that I do have them and that the recording for this particular session won't be that useful compared to other recordings of other sessions because we didn't have that many questions. I will go ahead and speak to you next time, next week, and I will leave off there. Please ask any additional questions, any questions in help or direct, message me. I will speak to you guys soon.